Going live here. There we go. All right. Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, today we have a fun psalm. It's a special psalm for me. You guys want to know why?
Why?
Mommy and Daddy sang this psalm at our wedding.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did.
What song?
We're going to read Psalm 127.
Ooh, that's a little one.
Yeah, Psalm 127.
How many verses?
Only four verses.
That's kind of a little nice.
Yep. You guys ready to pray and we'll have some tea and get into God's Word?
Yes.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your care for us, and we pray that we would follow after you, that we would love you with all of our hearts. Let us find rest and safety in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Nathan, you want to read the first two verses?
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up light, to eat the bread of sorrow. For he gives his
beloved
sleep.
Deborah, verses 3 and 4. Behold.
Behold, children are
a heritage
from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are children of one's
youth.
Happy is the man who his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
All right, so we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this?
About.
B, what is the
best verse to summarize?
And C, what are we called to do? Good. So A, what is this about? What do you think this psalm's about? A song of ascents of Solomon. What do you think this is about? Who builds the house?
God.
God does. Right? And if God's not building the house, what is it for the builders?
Vain.
Vain. Right. What about who is it who guards the house?
God.
It's God who watches the house. Because if God's not guarding the house, the watchmen watch in what?
Vain.
In vain. Right? So if you're a watchman or if you're a builder and you're getting up super early in the morning to start your work and you do it, but you don't do it in the Lord, what is it going to be?
Vain.
Vain. Right? But what does God give his loved ones?
Mercy.
He does give mercy. But even more practical than that, he gives us sleep. Sleep. All right, there's nothing that lets us know that God's at work more than us being useless for 8 hours when we go to sleep. Right, when we go to sleep, is God still working?
Mm-hmm.
When we go to sleep, is God still caring for us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we rest in the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about this one. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Not you, though, right?
No, and all of the children are blessings.
That's right. All the children are blessing. The fruit of the womb is a reward. And do you guys hear what it talks about? You guys hear in verse 4? What do you guys like? You guys are like... What's it saying? You guys are like...
Children.
No.
Like arrows in the hands of a warrior.
What do you do with arrows?
You throw them.
Yeah, you put them on the bow and you... So are you supposed to stay with me?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Someday you're going to get sent out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. And then the translation here in the New King James is happy, but it's blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Right? They shall not be ashamed, but speak with their enemies in the gate. All right, so what do you think is the best verse to summarize this passage?
There are a lot of good verses.
There are a lot of good verses, aren't there?
I think verse 4 is good.
You like verse 4 about the kids being like arrows? Yeah, I think so. What about you, Deborah?
I like verse 4 too.
You like verse 4 too? Good. What about calling? See, calling. What are we called to do in response to this?
Do our work in the Lord.
Do your work in the Lord? Okay. What about you, Deborah?
Labor in the Lord.
Labor in the Lord. You know what you know something I've been having to repent of?
What?
Did you guys know that Daddy would typically only get about 4 hours of sleep a night?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere between 4 and 6 hours. You know what I've been trying to do more of?
What?
I've been trying to sleep for 7 hours a night.
That means you stay up till 10 and wake up at 7.
Well, that means I can stay up till 10 and wake up at 5, which is typically what I do. But I've been trying to do that instead of staying up late and working late and then getting up super early and working early. You want to know why? Because is Daddy trusting in the Lord when I'm doing that, or am I working by myself? Yeah, it's by my own willpower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And am I a very happy person when I do that?
No.
No, I'm kind of a grump butt, aren't I?
When you wake up, you're like grumpy.
Yeah, I can be grumpy, can't I? Yeah. So I've been trying to sleep more, right? What is it in your life? Have you been thinking about your children as a blessing? Have you been looking at these little ones in your life and knowing that they're a blessing, a heritage from the Lord? Or do you think of kids as... Let me know down in the comments for you. Why don't we go ahead and pray.
Daddy.
Father, we... Oh, what's up, Dan?
I have one question.
Oh, what's your one question?
For the kids. Mm-hmm. Obey your parents in the Lord. This is what.
Yeah, you want to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's
and
right.
This will go well with you.
It will go well with you if you do that. That's right. Okay, let's go ahead and pray, guys. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blessing it is to have children, to trust in you, to hold firm to your promises. God, we pray that we would love you with all of our hearts. We thank you for our families. And we thank you that you are the one who cares for our life every day. And we can sleep and find rest and comfort in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May he fill your heart with joy and peace as you rest in Jesus Christ. And we'll see you tomorrow. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.